1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tens of thousands of Israelis on the streets demanding Benjamin Netanyahu's government agree to a ceasefire. That is the family of Israeli-American hostage Hirsch Goldberg Polan is laid to rest. His body and those of five other hostages all found in a Gaza tunnel. His mother, Rachel Goldberg, spoke at his funeral in Jerusalem today.
Those beautiful six survived together and those beautiful six died together. And now they will be remembered together forever.
President Biden, before boarding Marine One, was also asked about the hostages.
I've spoken to the American hostage. I spoke to his mom and dad. And we're not giving up. We're going to continue to push as hard as we can.
Asked by reporters if Netanyahu is doing enough to reach a ceasefire deal, the president responded, no. Vice President Harris and President Biden marching together in the Pittsburgh Labor Day parade today. It'll be their first joint appearance since the Democratic National Convention. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic candidate for Vice President Tim Walz campaigns in Milwaukee today. Senator Elizabeth Warren spent last week campaigning for the Harris-Walz ticket in Wisconsin. She says Kamala Harris would reintroduce the immigration bill that died in the Senate.
We need more security at the border. We need more help for the states that are actually supporting migrants. We need faster work permits so that migrants who are here and want to work would be able to work, and the people who want to hire them could legally do that.
Warren on WYSN-TV's Up Front yesterday. Donald Trump will hold a campaign rally in central Wisconsin on Saturday. The Trump campaign says it will happen at the airport in Mosinee starting at 1 in the afternoon. Meanwhile, President Biden travels to southwest Wisconsin on Thursday. This is Civic Media News. Congress is considering a bill to better inform the public about end-of-life care options like hospice, palliative care, and advanced care planning. Suzanne Potter reports.
The Compassionate Care Act would establish guidelines for advanced care planning between health providers and patients. Lisa Paul is a social worker who guides families through hospice.
We live in a culture that is very avoidant of conversations around death and dying. And so public education around the importance of planning ahead will improve access so that everyday Americans know to ask for hospice and palliative care.
The bill would direct the government to develop education resources for providers, expand telehealth options, and facilitate a study on a national advanced care planning registry that would allow patients to transfer their advanced directives from state to state. I'm Suzanne Potter.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
A five-game winning streak for the Brewers comes to an end. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports. It took 11 innings, but the Cincinnati Reds took down the Brewers 4-3 on Sunday thanks to a walk-off single to score the automatic runner. The Brewers took 3 of 4 games for the Reds in the weekend series and stand 9 games ahead of the Chicago Cubs in the NL Central. Now Milwaukee comes home to take on the St. Louis Cardinals Monday afternoon in a 3-game set. The NFL season kicks off this week with a game on Thursday between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. Then on Friday, the Green Bay Packers will take on the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. The Packers matchup has plenty of intrigue as both teams changed defensive coordinators and running backs for this season, and it'll also be the first ever NFL game in Brazil. Kickoff will be on Friday night. This week is the start of conference season in high school football. It is week 3. You can find one of nearly a dozen games around the state right here on Civic Media. With sports for Civic Media, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be a really nice Labor Day today. Mostly sunny, 74 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at only around 5. Tonight, clear, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine, 76. Then on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Labor Day edition of the show. We'll look back at Wisconsin history and Labor Day. Be with us then.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
The idea of selecting the Democrat Party's nominee because George Soros and Barack Obama and a couple of elite Democrats got in a smoke-filled room and decided to throw Joe Biden overboard. That is not how it works. That is a threat to democracy, not the Republican Party, which is fighting for democracy every single day.
Aw, buyer's remorse candidate J.D. Vance. Aw, bombing after his Diet Mountain Dew joke. Bombed. Yeah, if when in doubt, try the Soros thing. Okay. Sorry, gotta carry him to term.
That's awesome.
I'm enjoying, just, you know what? We deserve this. Take every, just enjoy every level of this, every level of their freak out, all of it, because it, look who's here. Look, my happy clappy friend is described as mom, Jersey, Dem, news junkie, Lebanese, hothead, geek. Everything we love, all rolled yeah. into one human. JoJo from Jers, Twitter rock stars here.
JoJo shows her speedy line, way down there in the basement below.
JoJo from Jers, yep. Twitter and YouTube star.
Love her.
We need JoJo, her insights. Her insights.
JoJo from Jers.
It's JoJo.
Yeah. Hi, my sister from another mister. Hi.
Hi, Steph.
You have been the exact same ball of emotions I have on Threads and Twitter. I'm just like, yes, 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 retweet, retweet. I mean, what a 48 hours. We're in the middle of a political earthquake, aren't we?
Yeah, and a tsunami on top of it, and maybe wildfires and locusts. And yet somehow Care Bears are also in the mix, and I just don't understand. But I'm going to roll with it right now, and I'm going to put it all on social media every minute of the day.
Right, every. I mean, I think you reacted the same way I did to just... everything that shows up, the bridge, you know, this is the Joe Biden infrastructure project, the bridge to tomorrow, you know, all of it is making me cry. The phone call with him saying, I'm watching you, kid. I love you. I'm like, oh, my God.
I know.
Yeah. Just give us take us through your, you know, cycle of emotions when you heard this Sunday and to where we are today.
So, you know, Sunday for me was a real like. His statement came out and I just said, whoa, I needed a minute. Yeah. I needed to just try to process this because, as you know, I get accused a lot of being, you know, a bit of a Biden stan. And I said the man smelled like hot chocolate in the middle of a snowstorm night. And I got owned for that, but it's okay because it's true. And so, like, some part of me was like, I don't understand. I don't understand. I don't understand. And then how could it be? And then you're like, oh, he's endorsed Kamala. And it's like, okay, that's good. That's good. That's good. Because then we have a plan. We were worried we have a plan. And then I was like, okay, I'm all on board for Kamala. And then every 5 seconds I'd be like, but Joe, but what about Joe? I'm not going to just be able to, it's like when you're pregnant with your second kid and you're like, how am I ever going to love them as much as my first kid? And then they come along and you're like, but I, but, oh, I, don't even know where that thought came from. But and then at night, I'm like, it's Joe. And it's all of them. It's all of
I'm a childless non-cat lady, so I can't relate to the kids. But anyway.
Sorry, you're just not connected to this country. Sorry, Steph. It's just
I have no stake in America because I haven't procreated.
Right.
Yeah, but no, you're absolutely right. You tweeted, Joe Biden has decided for the good of the country to leave the White House without seeking a second term. Donald Trump incited an attack on our Capitol because he refused to leave the White House after he was denied a second term. Any questions? Nope. No questions. And you further said Joe Biden's a true American patriot. I'm trying to process my emotions right now, but there's one thing of which I'm certain, and that is I've been incredibly honored to call him my president. Joe, I just started crying off the top of the show today. I cried Sunday. I feel like I'm not gonna be able to see him anywhere, anytime. I think we're having a hard time processing the level of patriotism this man has and selfless devotion, you know, to this country. And how he has united the party. This is extraordinary. She reached the delegates last night. We've never, ever, no candidate in history has seen this.
Doesn't it feel like a movie script when before it felt like, you know, the writers were drunk and they needed to just go home and go to bed and wake up and have a, you know, greasy breakfast. And now you're like, oh, but wait, there's this wonderful turn. And it's like, look, he's the hero. You know, he stepped aside. It's the stark contrast between him and this selfless act of country first versus the man who literally incited an attack to stay in the office Biden is stepping away from seeking re-election for. Yeah. It's really like a movie script. Like, you'd be like, wow, this is a great movie. I wish it would be over.
I'm not sure I anticipate the level of they're losing on the right from Trump to Fox on down. They just don't know. I mean, Kamala Harris is literally their worst nightmare, and they do not know how to process what has happened, right? They were all rooting for, thought there'd be chaos and division, but that's why President Biden did this perfectly and elegantly and just unbelievably. I mean, just Jedi Master, right?
Right, and you're right, and it speaks to his lifetime of public service and how intuitive he is about what is actually best for the American people. I will say this till the day that I die. I believe that he was the right man for the job in 2020. Yeah. I believe that he did what he needed to do, and he did incredible things and consequential things. But I also think that there's such a strength to knowing when it's time to bow out and pass the torch. And imagine how selfless you have to be when we're talking about the office that is the presidency of the United States of America. And when you look at how people are rallying, there's a new poll right now, CBS. Kamala has opened up a 62-37 lead on Donald Trump among young voters.
Yeah.
This
you
is
can
huge.
Feel it. You yeah, can you tweeted, I read your tweet earlier. You can feel it. She is going, he is going to be responsible for giving us the first black woman president. He was responsible for the first black woman on the Supreme Court. He served the first black president so unbelievably and loyally. I mean, we will never be able to repay the debt of gratitude we owe to Joe Biden.
No. And the way he has brought every different desperate part of this coalition back together in this one act of selflessness and patriotism, like all the people who were out there making all the noise and disagreeing and fighting over who, you know, is it going to be unicorns and rainbows on the ticket, or is it going to be SpongeBob?
Is it going to be uniforms that fart glitter, or is it going to be little mice in feety pajamas on toadstools? Who will be the candidate?
Right, and now you look around, they're all together.
Yeah,
we've got the far left and like the center left and all the, you know, the Latinos and Clyburn's brought the Black Caucus and women. And it's just it's beautiful.
It's amazing. It really is. Yeah, it's and you just said, holy, not only is Donald Trump the first convicted felon, first adjudicated rapist, presidential nominee in our country's history, is also the oldest. So old. He's so old. He's too old to be president. I can't believe that they made that the issue of this campaign, and now they're like, what's that biting me in the ass? What's back there?
Right.
You said another woman is about to give Donald Trump the spanking he asked for him, only this time he's not going to enjoy it. See, that's funny. You're funny like that, you saucy little minx.
I'm saucy. Doesn't like a spanking, though.
Right? I mean, do you think, I just can't imagine he's going to debate. Who's at the door? Okay. Sean, you want to go see who's out there? Okay, hi. I don't know who's there. What was I asking you?
Oh, the debate.
Do you think he's going to debate? I just can't imagine. She will make mincemeat out of him.
Oh, it would be glorious. I mean, like you said, she's his worst nightmare. Yeah. She's a former prosecutor. She's a black woman. This is a racist, rapist, adjudicated rapist, yeah. criminal, convicted felon, going up against someone 59 years old to his 78, by the way,
yeah.
someone who can literally still dance and not just whatever this one
not,
is.
Not the double handy J's? Yeah. She does. She knows more dances. Yeah.
Right? She would mop the floor with him, just like she did with Mike Pence.
A political source tells Politico Trump is unlikely to debate Kamala Harris, saying he will likely call her an illegitimate candidate. That's already what they're trying. Like, they got not, actually, talking about grasping for straws, that was Sean Hannity last night. She'll take away your straws. She'll take away your plastic straws. I'm like, you literally are grasping at straws.
it's okay. You can control my uterus, but just get me those straws.
You know, Charlie Pierce tweeted, he is so scared. And she said, am I wrong? Are Republicans handling this very badly? I just heard another Republican this morning on TV, Joe, say, oh, she was a DEI hire. I'm like, keep it up, mother. Because we are already so energized on our side, right?
Thanks,
it's the lawn people. Right. Yeah, I'll go take care of that. Okay.
And they're slut shaming her too.
Yes.
Oh God.
Am I allowed to say that?
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
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 Yeah. I mean, that's just we're talking about Donald Trump. We're talking about a guy who's been married 3 times and cheated on every one of those wives. The guy who paid a porn star. Like, we're gonna slut shame Kamala because she got, you know, she had a little fun with Montel before she was married? Stop.
I know. I can't believe how loud the dog whistles have gotten. Kellyanne Conway literally said she doesn't speak well and she doesn't work hard. I'm like, why don't you just scream lazy N-word? It's just, wow. I think they have no idea, Joe, like you were tweeting about, they have no idea what's coming. Like, I can feel it. You can feel this, like, blue tsunami forming, right?
Yeah, underestimate us to your peril. But also, you know, somebody tweeted yesterday that for young people, that every election has been sort of about fear and about what was, they're going to lose. And all of a sudden, you snap a finger and it's hope. Like Barack Obama brought us
joy,
that hope.
Joy.
Now, right? And that's what caused her laugh. They're trying to drag her for her laugh. Her laugh is amazing. And my kids are on TikTok because, you know, I'm a great mom. And they said up until 2 days ago, all they saw were Donald Trump TikToks. And now all they see are Kamala TikToks.
Yeah.
The coconut tree and all that.
What mommy gets you for Christmas? Chinese spyware.
The coconut tree stuff is awesome. I love that.
What is that? What's the coconut tree stuff?
She was telling a story about how her mother, who is... from Jamaica, or father is from, one of them is from Jamaica. They said, I didn't just fall out of the coconut tree, you know.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
And
they have to hit me to what all the kids are saying.
Yes. And okay. So now everybody's sending like emojis of a coconut in a tree.
Okay. Got it. Okay. I love Charlie Pierce. We couldn't find him this morning, but he wrote a piece. President Biden played the news of leaving the race and endorsing VP Harris perfectly. I mean, seriously, Joe, could not have. And Charlie, I never thought would quote Love Boat, mm-hmm. but he started his piece, Love, Exciting and New. Just about everybody has come on board now. Democrats just don't do stuff like this. That's what we were saying. We're like, Democrats in array? It's amazing, right?
Yeah, and that's where his power lies, right? Like that's what he was able to do in 2020 as well, and look what he's done now.
Yep.
It's really magical.
I love this. Charlie said the only harsher of the mellows are the open convention types who've been deprived of the West Wing cosplay of their dreams and the Republicans who've completely lost as whatever left of their minds. You know, I was saying, I think he wrote about, I don't know who it was, one of the last, of course, like Michael Moore saying, oh, yeah, no, you should write in Whitmer or something. Like, I'm just like, everybody stop. This is what Joe Biden has done, is put a stop to this stupid fantasy football, right?
Right.
And the people that just want the chaos of an open convention.
Exactly. And that doesn't benefit anybody but Donald Trump. And that was what the problem was in the beginning. And you know, the cooler heads were out there saying, look, if Joe Biden says it's time for him to step aside, he'll tell us. He knows what's best. And we'll listen to him and hopefully he'll endorse someone, which he did. And he did the right thing. And wow, have we just run with it? And yeah, be quiet. If you're still out there, stop it. And please don't pat yourselves on the back either.
Can I just say this is the best description of Stephen Miller's freak out on Fox News that we just talked about, Joe? Charlie said there's no better example of GOP GOP panic than the fact that Stephen Miller, one-time second runner-up in his town's Joseph Goebbels look-alike contest, has become every first grader who ever lost a game of chutes and ladders. It's no fair. Daddy.
It's not fair.
But we filled out circles. We filled out circles, Jeff.
So much whining. Stop whining. All right.
Snap out of it.
We have JoJo from Jurors for the hour. Very exciting. 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein.
I love protein.
That's my show pony. Oh, look. Chris wore white today, which means you can see he's got his party hats out for Kamala Harris. He is ready for Kamalot.
Oh, my God.
Look at those nips. Oh, my goodness.
Sexual harassment.
It's a woman's world now. Okay. Work it, beefcake. All right. Okay. Power Life High Impact Protein. We love it. I use the plant protein. Chris does the whey protein. Yeah. One scoop a day supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps
chocolate.
You slim down. Yeah.
Chocolate.
I like strawberry and vanilla. Uh-huh. Sometimes I mix them.
I like chocolate and then putting peanut butter in it.
Oh, my God.
Two great tastes that taste great together.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay. Tony Horton, the creator of P90X, discovered HMB, this high impact protein. And I'm telling you, he looks and feels amazing at 65 now. MyPowerLife.com, type in the code fitness to save 30%, get a 90-day guarantee. MyPowerLife.com, type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller, the high priestess of excellent liberal talk radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. Cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperature, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My Bonnie and Clyde love the taste, and I love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive free premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
The
Todd Alba Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Setting it off on the left.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. Chris,
what?
Who said of the Democrats' nomination of Kamala Harris, this is as full a frontal attack on American democracy as we've ever seen in the history of America's major political parties?
Mayor McCheese.
No, that was Baby Goebbels, Stephen Miller.
Oh. Kind of looks like Mayor McCheese.
Jojo, as we said, we quoted Mark Elias earlier. He said, there is absolutely no basis for any legal challenge, period. He said, before the media gets cranking on this latest, you know, trying to make it, he said, this, the Democratic nominee will be on all 50 state ballots. This is not, first of all the people in the primary voted for Biden-Harris. And right. President Biden said, I would like to release my delegates. I would like Kamala Harris. They didn't have to. The delegates didn't have to. But they voted. They voted for Kamala. She last night, not 24 hours later, practically reached the number of delegates. So, yeah. You know, just because they don't like it doesn't mean it's not fair or illegal or any of that.
Right. But this is also the party that likes to cheat. And then they know they have the Supreme Court. And then it'll be like, ooh, rule on that? Yeah. Maybe give us a few minutes. Like, that's the problem. I don't think that they have a leg to stand on, but they don't seem to need any legs lately.
Yeah.
They're just like,
yeah.
Mike Johnson is out there threatening this all day yesterday on TV, saying, you know, we're going to have some litigation. And I don't count any of them out. I don't give them any credit for not doing the worst
that's
possible.
And this is a party that tried to overthrow democracy. They're saying that we overthrew democracy. No, this process is completely within the rules. By the way, here's J.D. Vance. Real quick. Their buyer's remorse candidate.
It is the weirdest thing to me. Democrats say that it is racist to believe. Well, they say it's racist to do anything.
No, not that one. That's the one. That's his Mountain Dew bomb.
Right.
12.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was told I was going to get to debate Kamala Harris, and now President Trump's going to get to debate her.
Well.
I'm kind of pissed off about that, if I'm being honest with you.
By the way, you were saying I think you threaded about he wants women to stay in abusive marriages, but he's too scared to debate.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, suck it up, Mom. I know you got that right hook to the face the other day, but do it for the kids. That's real good for them. Don't you know that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I can't debate Kamala. That. No. Yeah.
Don't you love that? Don't you love this, that they're already speculating about replacing him? That's how... And I'm like, no. I mean, you got to carry him to term. Sorry.
When you make Ted Cruz look likable by comparison...
And he looks like
a DMV waiting room look... like somewhere you want to be.
Like, he looks like a talking bearded clam. What?
What? Hey!
You know what I mean.
You can't say that on radio.
Yes, I can. Laverne in Chicago, you're on with Joe.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Wanted to ask, are you a little bit concerned that former President Obama, Schumer, and Jeffries haven't endorsed Kamala yet?
I- No, I am not. I'm sorry. Oops, sorry. I didn't see the time. Laverne, no, because Pelosi has endorsed, right. And the reporting is Jeffries and Schumer will be, you know, probably they may be spacing them out. Yeah. I don't know.
Obama has a history of not endorsing anyone until they actually get the nomination.
Yeah, which will, Jamie Harrison said this morning, be August 7th when it's all official. So we shall see. 29 minutes after the hour, JoJo from Jers.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police have arrested a man in the shooting death of a champion gymnast at UW-Whitewater. Kara Welsh was 21. Welsh was shot and killed near campus Friday night. Claims about Kamala Harris's favorability do not hold up. Here's Tricia Young with a Wisconsin Watch fact check.
Representative Derek Van Orden's claim from July 29th that Harris was the most unpopular vice president since polling began is not supported by historical data. At their peak, Republican Vice Presidents Dan Quayle and Dick Cheney had higher unfavorability ratings. Quayle's peaked at 63% and Cheney's at 61% compared to Harris' 58% in September 2023. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch.
This is Civic Media News. Wisconsin families who qualify can send their kids to college for free under the Tuition Promise Program. A similar program in Minnesota benefits indigenous students. More from Mike Mohn.
Households earning below $80,000 a year qualify for free tuition at state colleges and universities. Experts say limited scholarships are one of the many obstacles Native Americans encounter in the world of higher education. White Earth Tribal and Community College President Anna Shepherd doesn't sense the new program will lead to a big enrollment boost, but for students receiving the aid, it could take their college journey to greater heights.
What I really appreciate is that they're not going to have to graduate having debt. And so maybe they're going to pursue a master's or doctoral, so then they don't have to worry about that.
She says juggling student loans and other college debt often limits indigenous populations from obtaining advanced degrees. I'm Mike Mohn.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be a really nice Labor Day today. Mostly sunny, 74 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at only around 5. Tonight, clear, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine, 76. Then on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing.
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
The Todd Alba Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up for Maggie and the Millionaires, we'll be talking with Saru Jayaraman. We'll also check in with Dr. Ben Weston, medical advisor to Milwaukee County, and Chef Adam Pavla.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
UnitedWay.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Before I
I was elected as vice president, before I was elected as United States Senator, I was the elected Attorney General, as I've mentioned, of California, and before that I was a courtroom prosecutor. In those roles, I took on perpetrators of all kinds. Predators who abused women. Fraudsters who ripped off consumers. Cheaters who broke the rules for their own gain. So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's type. And in this campaign, I will proudly put my record against his.
Ready for Kamalot? Who's in? You told an adorable story about your 11-year-old daughter, who is a potty mouth just like her mother.
Okay. I don't know where she possibly gets it from. I can't imagine. Where? Who, me?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, I'm just anecdotally from friends on social media, people are talking about how excited their kids are. It's not just you. I mean, can you tell the story, but don't drop the F-bomb.
Okay, I won't drop the F-bomb, but she's here, so she could verify it if she wanted to, because the trolls are like, there's no way that's true. Yeah, I the news broke. I was out for a walk trying to sweat off my COVID fever, and I came home. My daughter was in the shower, and I was really sad and trying to process it, and I said, Abby, Joe Biden's dropped out of the race. He's left the race, and she pulls the shower curtain. She was, what? Oh, no. She's like, well, who's going to run now? And I said, Kamala. And she goes, yes!
F yes.
Yes.
Drop that F-bomb.
She said, it rhymes with muck. She said the whole word. And I'm not exactly proud, but I am at the same time.
That is adorable. Oh, mommy's little girl. can I tell you just one of my favorite side stories is Joe Manchin calling Donna Brazile, who is not the current chairman of the DNC, to inquire about any openings and how he might apply for the opening for president.
Right. She has nothing to do with the DNC anymore.
A, not the DNC chair anymore. B, you're not a Democrat. C, off.
No.
I mean, he's like called on Biden to step down and, pass the torch to the next generation. He's 76. Right. After he picks Kamala, he's like, well, what about me? I'm like, you're the what?
You're the same generation as Biden and Trump.
And nobody likes you.
Right.
Oh, my God. And on cue, the news that dead brainworm guy, Bobby Kennedy, held talks with Trump's team about a potential endorsement for a job in Trump's administration. I mean, the Kamala train is going to run over all y'all's. I'm sorry. Train has left the station.
What kind of a job would he get?
Czar of crazy. Yeah. I was telling you, I just buried my dad and my mom with my dad in Arlington, and he's buried right near the Eternal Flame and Bobby Kennedy's grave. And I did go to Bobby Kennedy's grave and just said, could you tell your crazy son to get out of the race before he ends democracy in America? Thanks, Bobby. Sorry to bother you.
Hopefully he'll get right on that, because all of the entire family is like, no.
Yeah. Let's go to so many people want to talk to you, want to say hey. Let's go to where is this? Bill in Jersey. You're on with your JoJo, your homegirl. Hello.
Uh-oh. Bill. Bill's not there, man.
Or my phone system has betrayed me again. No. Doug in Traverse City, Michigan. Hello, Doug.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
So great to be listening to you. What a week we've had.
Oh, man.
Just a week ago.
I have gone through puberty and menopause again, all over again. I am a mess.
That's
crying happy.
Right there. My God. I am concerned, however. A little while ago, you played Tay-Tay. You played Queen Bee. But the star power that they had at the RNC, you had Kid Rock. You had Hulk Hogan.
Uh-huh.
We know they've got Kevin Sorbo and Bo Duke just waiting in the
ring. Yeah. Yeah. And we only have Taylor Swift and Beyonce so far.
And Charlie XCX.
And that's why I'm concerned. Can you just please assuage my fear and allay my concerns? I guess really the thing I'm also concerned about is if Kid Rock doesn't have anything to do, we're going to see catalytic converter thefts just skyrocket across this country, and that scares the hell out of me. So I just hope, I would love to hear you guys address that, because I know you guys are in touch with the true feeling of the American people.
Yes,
thank you,
yes,
Stephanie.
We are. If anyone has their pulse on the finger on America's pulse, it's JoJo from Jurors, noted potty
mouth.
Huh?
I mean, it's hard to top Rick Schroeder, but right? We're going to do our best.
I mean, I got to say, that has got to be a sign that, you know, Swifties are putting Kamala Harris speeches. Remember how they organically did that with Obama speeches? That's how all that started. Will I Am putting, you know, all those great. They're already putting Kamala Harris speeches and things into TikTok, you know, into Swiftie TikTok stuff. I mean.
And she's brat.
Yes.
Brat.
Would you stop trying to make Brat and Fetch happen?
JoJo knows what Brat is. Well,
I do. I do. I'm 7,000 years old, but I have a 14-year-old and 11-year-old, so I kind of have to know what Brat is. And yeah, so it's like there's a whole new language, but my understanding for the, like, you know, cool kid handbook is that Brat is like, just be yourself, Steph. Right. Like, it's like, let your freak flag fly. Yes. Like, just be who you are, own it. And that is so Kamala. And
yeah, Mark Takano was like, don't call Kamala that. And that's like the first time I heard someone called the GOAT. I was like, don't call Nancy Pelosi. That's terrible. Oh, greatest of all time. Okay, got it. GOAT. Okay, GOAT. Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. And the other the hilarious thing is every artist Trump types to play the artist is like, no. Cease and desist. Beyonce had just allowed Kamala to use this. To use Freedom. We got the Bayhive and the Swifties and the Brats. Freedom. Oh, God. I am a hot emotional mess. I was mentioning earlier, Joe, and I know you have a daughter, but it said, you know, what is it? What did it say? Rosa sat so that Ruby could walk, so that Kamala could run. And it's like all the silhouettes, the shadows. I'm just like... Every time I stop crying, I start again. There's, you know, that AI of Kamala with the Statue of Liberty. I mean, yeah.
It feels like, again, that movie script, right? Like, because when I took my kids to vote with me in 2016, I said that they voted. I said, we're going to, you know, elect the first female president in our country's history, put them to bed that night. And I said, we're going to wake up with the first female president in American history, and rights going to prevail. And what a long, strange trip it's been. But wow, wouldn't it be something if they wake up after this election with not only the first female, but the first African-American, first Asian-American.
Yeah, this is what you get for all your racism against Barack Obama and your sexism against Hillary. Guess what? You get shoved up your ass now. Ha ha ha.
Goodness.
And you're not going to like it either, no matter what you do on Grindr in Milwaukee.
No, but seriously, stop making me cry, social media. Oh, my God, right? Like, just the whole, like, there was a picture of Joe Biden that just said, this is what America First looks like. I mean, just, you know, it's so funny, just like this patriotism we're feeling right now, just that we've never been so proud of our party, of our president, our country, just the whole, it's just been an extraordinary few days that we're always going to remember, aren't we?
I think so. I think this is one of those, you know, epic battles between good and evil. And I think that good is having a moment right now. Good's like, yeah, I was down. You had me down for a while. I'll admit it. But you know what Joe Biden says, right? When they knock you down, you get right back up. And I feel like this is good's like, okay, all right. And I'm dusting off my shoulders, putting my dukes up, and I'm ready. And I think the American people feel that. I feel it.
There's so many movie analogies. Can I just say Kamala Harris is Ann Archer in Fatal Attraction. Michael Douglas tried to get the job done. But you know what? He got tired. And Archer got the job done.
That's
okay.
Right.
What did I mean by that? Let's go to Kevin in D.C. You're on with Joe.
Good morning. Once again, it's the nonchalantly beautiful one. Good morning.
Mm. Yes, she is.
I have to say, the Sunday when I first heard the news, the first hour or so, I was so out of it. I was with another MOOC. At the time, in fact, and we have to stop talking. But what it changed since then, and I tell you, while I will never be happy with the way I think that, you know, this great man who's went through so many things, horrific things in life that would knock me on my butt with one of them, the fact that it's turned out the way he did, the Democrats are once stumbled into making a lemonade from
lemon. Yeah, that's
and
right.
And I love the... yeah, and I love the concept.
I would just like to point out that was JoJo from Jer's Dog disrupting the show for once and not mine. Okay, go ahead.
Ruby is parking. I'm so sorry.
And I love the fact that this battle will be, I mean, it writes itself, the prosecutor versus the perpetrator. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
The Felon. You couldn't write this movie script, Kevin. I mean, it's just, it is, she is everything he is afraid of.
Yep.
So who's going to play? I mean, I can just see the dramatic, I mean, at least in part one, where, like you said, it looked like a curveball, and we were down and out, and then he resigns dramatically, and she comes in with it. It's almost too good. They would maybe throw out the script that a black woman comes out and beats the racist ass, the sexist racist ass. It's too perfect.
Yeah, yeah. The guy that wanted the Central Park Five executed even after they were exonerated. I mean, it's just, I feel like it's this big load of justice and karma all embodied in one human perfect for this moment, right?
Yeah, and for survivors of rape and abuse, too. I mean, like, that's the thing, that J.D. Vance embodies them choosing someone who endorses abuse and wants to force rape victims to carry their babies to term. And Kamala's like, oh, yeah, I put people like that in prison.
The most misogynistic ticket ever. You're right. Can we start calling her Carmelot as well? Carmela. She's Carmela and Kamala. Kamala. It's karma, right? Karma's coming. Justice is coming. I'm just saying, it's all. You know what, Chris? I'll rewrite that. It'll be better tomorrow.
Let's workshop that before we go.
I'm ready for Kamalot and Carmelot. Go Carmela.
No, we're going to workshop that before we go public.
I want a Caramello now, though. I don't know why.
Caramello, yes.
Yeah, I can't enjoy the scrambling on their side and their freak out anymore, Joe. It is so. Trump has been on social media 10 times freaking out, focusing much of his attacks on Biden, barely mentioning Harris. He pushed unfounded claims Biden isn't actually recovering from COVID. I don't. So they've got that. I guess that conspiracy theory, which I don't.
Even if he's
the one that's not transparent with his medical stuff,
right.
Not Biden.
Well, like, even if he didn't have COVID,
why would be the point of him saying that was not good for his campaign? Why would he fake having COVID? I don't even get it. Do you?
No. But I try very hard not to be inside Donald Trump's brain or whatever.
Or Stephen Miller's brain. You.
Yeah.
Can I just say, Joe, we talked about this when we first met and you did. You were so fantastic. Come to Philly Sexy Liberal. And I called you because I just was seeing all these horrible, you know, sexist attacks against you and just horrible mean stuff. And I called you because I just said, I hope you're not, you know, listening to any of this. You were fantastic. You look gorgeous. Like, you know, I think it's, but anyway. My whole point is, like, women supporting other women, that's been the other thing that has been so heartening, like Gretchen Whitmer saying, nope, and not even in for vice president. I want to run, I'm here, I want to run Kamala's campaign in Michigan. I am full-throatedly for her. And that was the other thing that cut all this off at the knees, is all of the people speculated in the fantasy football things immediately said, nope, I'm with her.
Yeah. Yeah, and first of all, I just want to take a second to acknowledge you that phone call, because I'm going to get ugly crying. Hold on, take a second to breathe, Joe, because it was, I'm sure everybody who listens to your show, watches your show, knows what an incredible human being you are. I don't need to break news on that. It's just the truth. But you took the time out of your day to call me, this lowly civilian down here.
You're a rock star.
To see if I was okay, because you had seen some of the hate that was lobbed my way. And just that gesture, it just speaks volumes about who you are and what an incredible human being you are, but also how, you know, you do lift up women and support women, and it's not some kind of competition for you.
My point was to tell you, keep going, because what you're doing is obviously effective, because the stuff is really mean and personal, and you are such a beautiful soul inside and out, and you're obviously really getting under their skin, because I've never seen that kind of, you know, just nastiness. And so you're a warrior woman, and I love you. Cool. And so I just wanted
Thanks.
To, but anyway, I just thought, you know, so Gretchen Whitmer insisted she's not going anywhere when she was pressed on whether she'll be on the ticket with Kamala Harris. Michael Moore, in a urged Biden to resign and for Whitmer to partner with Harris. Stand down, fantasy football, open primary people. It's done. It is done. And the only thing that would have imploded this party, Joe, is if they had tried to leapfrog the first black woman vice president to go, oh, no, not her. Right?
1,000%. You know, talking about Rosa, right? Like, you're really going to make Kamala's in the back of the bus? Like, come on, stop. Thank God we have Joe Biden, again, whose intuition on these things is, unshakable and unquestionable. And he made it very unequivocally clear. I don't care if you want to play these fantasy football games. I'm picking the one who was on my ticket to begin with. Get on the bus, period.
Right.
And I think,
like,
hold.
Gretchen Whitmer is a smart politician, Joe, and she knows that not two women, not this time. We're trying to do something historic, you know, and I'm just, look, we're all as liberal as we can, as they come, and I just think, you know, we can't do two people of color, two women this time. We have to all get behind this historic moment that Joe Biden has really brought us, and Kamala Harris. And by the way, women have had enough of your Hillary bull about unlikable and her laugh and whatever. I know Kamala Harris. She is so likable. She's so charming. I love her laugh. It is so joyful. Women have had enough of this, don't you think?
Yeah, well, and it speaks volumes that they don't want women to have joy, right? Like, I know it sounds crazy to say that, but they're like, happy women? No, happiness belongs to us men. And it's like, well, how dare they be happy? But I am so inspired by this moment, too, because if you said it, the ticket right now, it can't be too extreme. It is the bridge we're still building. I mean, this is the bridge to the future. We can imagine all the tickets we can talk about in 2028.
Oh, God.
You know, I mean, that's amazing. That's limitless options. But let's build this bridge now, you know, brick by brick, step by step, and let's bring the party and the American people along. We don't need to be, you know, building the Golden Gate overnight.
And I was saying, I think we need to give a big shout out and thanks to AOC, who not only stood in the breach with Biden, you know, along with Bernie and Hillary, but also blew the whistle this weekend that people are trying to push out Harris too, and that is what would have destroyed our party. And so I think partially her blowing the whistle is what, you know, made people get their together, right?
I agree. And I've been so impressed by her, too. She was steadfast. You know, I had a problem with anybody who wavered because it was like, come on, grow a spine, take a position, you know, say what you mean what you say. And AOC was out there every day saying the same thing. I am not moving unless he says he's leaving. I'm staying with him. And don't you dare try and leapfrog our first black, first female, first Asian vice president. Don't you dare. And they didn't. Thank God they did the right thing. But AOC has blown me away along the way here. I'm really impressed.
Yeah. I think, what's that, Beyonce? Yeah, ladies are getting information. Yeah, we are. Okay. But anyway, just quickly, that was the point of my phone call, too, is I thought, you just posted this beautiful picture of yourself getting ready, and you're all excited to go do Philly Sexy Liberal. And just the amount of, like, vitriol was like, and I love that a lot of Steph had stepped in and said, shut the up. What? This is a beautiful young lady that's excited about having an evening out. And I just think that's the kind of energy we have behind Kamala right now. Right. You know what? It is only going to make her stronger the more sexist crap they come at her with.
It's so true. It's so true. And what she also embodies is that we don't have to accept their bullying. They're trying to get to us. They're trying to, you know, they're trying to manipulate our emotions and our feelings. They're trying to scare us and make us be quiet and stand down. And you know what? She's not going to do that. You're not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Yeah. And I appreciate, you know, your fans for being so awesome and supportive and getting in there and punching some throats, because that makes me feel really good.
There was basket punching on Twitter.
Yeah.
All right.
I love it.
52 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe.
Oh, yeah.
My house, your house, Simply Safe.
Yep.
Just saying, when
Boots
I'm on tour.
Safe. Boots is safe.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde are safe. Yep.
Yeah, they're not, you know, really technically in the guard dog category. They're noisy. Yeah, but they might lick someone to death should they
enter
the premises. Okay. Simply Safe Home Security. It's the only security company I trust. With Fast Protect monitoring and Live Guard protection, they can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even see, speak to intruders to stop them in their tracks. You never get locked into a long-term contract. You can cancel anytime. Pricing transparent and affordable. Less than $1 a day.
What?
No hidden fees ever. Named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report. 5 years running. Protect your home this summer. 20% off any new Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Just visit simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
Go ahead. Laugh out loud in your cubicle. Everyone already thinks you're a left-wing lunatic anyway. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked Dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperature, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My Bonnie and Clyde love the taste, and I love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive free premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
We are still here to save America.
Stephanie Miller's
Sexy Liberal
Save the World
comedy tour
continues with the next stop, Portland.
There's a place where that idea still exists. I've been there.
Where is it?
Portland.
Oregon?
Yeah.
Saturday, September 7th at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall in Portland. Join Stephanie Miller.
Hello, all my Portland Sexy Liberals. Are there any other childless cat ladies ready to grab Donald Trump by the this November?
John Fugelsang.
It should be Lauren Boebert. She's the only member of Congress who'll reach across the aisle to give out jobs.
Hilarious Hal Sparks.
Thank you all for showing up live and seeing that we're not AI and just a reflection in the engine of Harris's airplane.
And comedy duo Frangela.
And y'all thought you saw some black joy before?
If you think we were excited about Obama,
ooh. Plus, special panel guests Tom Hartman and Rachel Bitticoff. VIP tickets get your meet and greet access to the stars after the show. September 7th, the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall in Portland. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour. Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Bitches, that's right. JoJo from Jurors is here. Are you kidding me? Podcast, of course there's an F-bomb in it. JoJo from Jurors newsletter on Substack. And just my sister from another mister. You are just a big ball of positive energy and love. And yep. I'm telling you, it doesn't it feel great to have joy back in our politics and to feel hope again?
It's cathartic. It's medicine. It's restorative. It's amazing. Humanity is having a moment. Let's go.
We are. Love you, my sister. I'll see you next time.
Thanks,
there she
JoJo.
Goes.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we sit down and talk to labor leaders from all over Wisconsin for our Labor Day celebration. Please join us and happy Labor Day.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. The Todd Alba Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.